What's up, everybody? What's up? What's up? What's up? I want to welcome you back to Kiss God Radio right here on loveradionetwork.com. I'm Pastor P, and I want to thank you for being with me for the next 30 minutes of your day. I promise you that if you just sit back, relax, I believe this word of God is going to bless you tonight. I tell you something about this word tonight is tight, but is right. So I want you to go ahead. I want you to call somebody, text somebody, tell them the Kiss God Radio is on every Tuesday at 8 p.m. And I believe that you will not get off this platform the same way that you came on, but with more of Christ, of Jesus, and less of yourselves. All right? So I have something very, very special tonight. I'm going to be talking about lust, L-U-S-T, lust. You know, you all, I stay before the Lord specifically for Kiss God. And as I have been before the Lord over the last couple of days, he woke me up and I stayed up and he spoke to me and told me to write down certain things. And this is how this message was born. The world is going crazy. It seemed like so many people just losing their mind. You know, it seemed like the devil is just running rampant, and especially coming after God's children. And so the Lord took me to Ezekiel, the 23rd chapter, and I began to write it down some things and taking some notes. And I want you just to follow me. I'm going to split it up, and you'll follow me. You'll see. So let's get ready, because here we're dealing with lust, L-U-S-T, which is living with unhealthy sexual tensions. Living with unhealthy sexual tensions. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you right now for this time, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Speak to our hearts tonight. And I thank you for what you're going to say to all of us, all of us. I thank you, God, that you are right now, God. And we don't know what's going on, but you do. We might not always understand why you're saying what you're saying, but you do. So it is our responsibility to receive it, to apply it, and act on it now. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'm going to take you to Ezekiel, the 23rd chapter, and I'm going to read this from the Message Bible. I'm going to read it to you from the Message Bible, Ezekiel, the 23rd chapter. I believe that it would really break it down to your vernacular, and so I really want you to grab a hold of this, okay? Really want you to grab a hold of it. Ezekiel, the 23rd chapter, beginning at the 4th verse. I don't know how far I'm going to go, but I got to dive into this and get this. All right, here we go. God's message came to me. Son of man, there were two women, daughters of the same mother. They become whores in Egypt. Whores from a young age. Their breasts were fondled. Their young bosoms caressed. The older sister was named Ahola. The younger was Aholibah. They were my daughters, and they gave birth to sons and daughters. Ahola is Samaria, and Aholibah is Jerusalem. Ahola started whoring while she was still mine. She lusted after Assyrians as lovers, military men, smartly uniformed in blue, ambassadors and governors, good-looking young men mounted on fine horses. Her lust was unrestrained. She was a whore to the Assyrian elite. She compounded her filth with the idols of those to whom she gave herself in lust. She never slowed down. The whoring she began while young in Egypt, she continued, sleeping with men who played with her breast and spent their lust on her. So I left her to her Assyrian lovers, for whom she was so a beast with lust. They ripped off her clothes, took her away and took away her children. And then she finally, in dignity, killed her. Among women, her name became shame. History's judgment on her. Her sister, Aholibah, saw all this, but she became even worse than her sister in lust and whoring. If you can believe it, she also went crazy with lust for Assyrians, ambassadors and governors, military men, smartly dressed and mounted on fine horses, the Assyrian elite. And I saw that she also had become incredibly filthy. Both women followed the same path. So far, the scripture. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to talk to you again. I'm going to go to 1 John. I'm going to go to 1 John, the second chapter, verses 15 through 17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of this world. Verse 17, the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. So far, the scripture, the word of the Lord has been spoken, the word of the Lord has been heard. Y'all, again, I want to talk to you about lust. These two sisters, from a young age, grew up a certain kind of way. And I'm going to explain it to you. And then I'm going to talk to you about one sister tonight and then the next sister next Tuesday. So in this chapter, Ezekiel uses some of the most sexual graphic language in the Bible. Just really mentioning this fact tends to arouse interest in what he has to say. So as he did it, if you ever read Ezekiel and get into, you know, the prophetic, if you ever read chapter 16 and 17, the prophet pictures Israel as a nation that has turned away from God. So already God is giving me this message because he's saying that there are those that have turned away from him. Now, this is not Bible class, but it is Kiss God. So obviously, he's talking to me about singles who have turned away from him. So Ezekiel here is talking about a nation that turned away from God, and the emphasis on these two chapters is different from the emphasis here. Chapters 16 and 17 stress the fact that the Jews turned away from the Lord because they trusted idols and powerful nations for their security and prosperity. This chapter here, stresses the fact that they turned away from the Lord because they lusted after a relationship with false gods and unbelieving nations. That's a problem right there. Again, why did they turn away? Because they lusted after relationships. I want to have it. I got to have it. I got to be with them. I want to be with them. I want to be a part of their life. I want them to be part of my life. I got to have it. The problem in this world that's taken the children of God down, it used to be only men, but now it's taken the children of God down, is money, sex, power, and success. Money, sex, power, and success. So let me continue here. So Ezekiel told these exiles a parable about two sisters who became adulteresses. Now, I want you to keep in mind that the prophet often used parables or stories to basically dramatize his messages so he could capture the attention of the audience. So here's a particular parable. This parable would certainly arouse their interest because of the graphic sexual language. So, of course, sexual language can be offensive to an audience. So, I'm just trying to make sure that, you can understand where I'm coming from, but it is the word of God. And that was the very point of the parable, though, to point out how offensive the sins of the people really were. They were committing what is called spiritual adultery against the Lord. Now, I want to point out so many things here, and I'm hoping that I can get through this. But Ezekiel said that the adultery of these two sisters began during Israel's bondage in Egypt. This is the reason why, y'all, you don't want to stay in bondage, because when you remain in bondage, it really affects you mentally, spiritually. The enemy comes after you in that bondage state, and he begins to control you, your body, your mind. You. The Bible says, whom the Son set free is free indeed. You want to get free. I don't care who you are. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but it's time for you to be free. It's time for you to break free from certain relationships. And when they were still united in one nation, they were still united in one nation, but they was in bondage. In Egypt, they started to turn away from the Lord and give themselves to false gods. They started saying to themselves, I have a yearning. I have a desire. I have a lust. I want to be with these men. And Ezekiel gave special names to these two sisters. He called Samaria Ohola, which means her tent. And when Jews heard the word tent, they would naturally think of the tabernacle, which was the sanctuary of worship before Solomon built the temple. But the name Ohola would remind the Jews of the tent, the sanctuary of false worship that Jeroboam had built in the northern kingdom. Now, I don't want to get too deep and get into all of that, but Jeroboam had instituted a new form of religion in the northern kingdom, which is happening right now. There's like new religions that's emerging. There's like a new Christianity that we're not following Christ like we used to. We're doing things our own way because we feel like we don't need church anymore. We don't need that preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ anymore. I'm making my own tent. Listen to me. And that's what Jeroboam did. And he instituted a new form of religion in the northern kingdom in order to solidify the people's allegiance to his government. The devil is really trying to get you to be a part of his government. Things that you watch in social media, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is, I'm trying to tell you this evening that it's all about a new government and establishing his new religion. He set up gods for the people to worship, new worship centers, new shrines and altars, and a new priesthood, of all which were false. Here it is. Thus Ezekiel used the name Ohola to remind the people of Samaria's false worship. So something's new, something's exciting, something seems like more lights, cameras, and action. Something seems more appealing, but yet it's false. It was only designed to capture your mind. It's only designed to pull you out of what God has you in. Stay with me. So the citizens of the northern kingdom had committed spiritual adultery against the Lord. And they had turned away from him and given themselves to false gods. So I can't help but to really think, Lord, what are you saying? That the devil has created a government. He's created a false god that I have to believe that singles are following. And especially women, that women are following this man, this dude, this new act, whatever the names may be, that it's okay to do this. It's okay to touch that. It's all right to go here. It's all right to be involved in this click and bic. It's all right, but God is saying, that's not me. And you're giving yourself away to false gods. So Ezekiel called the second sister Oholibah, which means my tent is in her. Stay with me. My tent is in her. So this is a clear reference to the fact that God has chosen Jerusalem as the city where his temple was to be built. And Jerusalem was a place where God would manifest his presence and make himself known throughout the world. But as the book of Ezekiel and other prophetic and historical books show this, the citizens of Jerusalem also committed spiritual adultery against the Lord. Listen to me. Now, when I was reading this, I had to ask myself, married or not? I had to ask myself, because when I read the scripture, I have to ask, Lord, what are you saying to me first? All right, listen to me. Lord, what are you saying to me first? So obviously, Kiss God Radio tonight is talking to people that must be aware of spiritual adultery against the Lord. So they were guilty as the northern kingdom was turning away from the Lord and lusting after false gods. God here, he's warning us. He's warning us against committing spiritual adultery by forsaking him. That's what I want to say. And far too many people have turned away from the Lord to seek the pleasure and the possessions of this world. Money, sex, power, success. They got to possess. I have to have it. I want it. When am I going to get it? So think of how many people have professed the Lord. They have professed the Lord over and over, but they turn away from him. Think of how many people have forsaken the Lord's church since the pandemic. They don't. There's many people right now that's listening to me and saying, "Ah, man, I don't want to hear this." Listen. If I was in it, I wouldn't want to hear it either. But it's needful, because you must understand the end of these two sisters. So God is sending us a warning. Again, I know this is not Bible class. I know this is not church, but it is Kiss God, because the purpose of Kiss God is to turn you towards God so that you can kiss God, so that you can stop kissing the wrong people and just live a better life. So sadly, and probably more people have turned away than have remained faithful. So the pull of the world is so strong that many just cannot resist its temptation. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what the devil is dangling in front of all of us. Temptation. I don't care if it's food. I don't care if it's the purchase of furniture. I don't care if it's a man. I don't care if it's a woman. I don't care if it's a movie. I don't care if it's to get pregnant. I don't care what it is. He is dangling temptation, and he knows what to tempt you with. He knows exactly what to tempt you with. And as a result, they could not resist the temptation, and they forsake the Lord. And they gave themselves to false gods of the world. God strongly warns us today, do not forsake him for false gods. So listen. Having shown how both sisters had lusted after false gods, Ezekiel now showed how they had both lusted after unbelieving nations. Unbelieving nations. It seemed like the church in the world is just mixing, compromising, just giving in. The church. Did I just say that Romans 12 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind? Be not conformed to this world. Unbelieving nations. I don't care whether they go to church or not. I just want to be with them. I just want to hang with them. I just want to do them. I just want them to do me. I just come on. Just, you know, my biological clock is ticking. I just want to have fun. I want to go to the party. I want to just want to drink. We're just going to go out. I'm coming to church on Sunday, though. Come on. This is it. So the prophet discussed the adultery of Samaria, Ahola, first. He dealt with the older sister first. Samaria forsook God and fell in love with the Assyrian. You forsake your teaching. You forsake what you know. You forsake the word of God. And you fall in love with the world. God, are you hearing? You fall in love with the world. So you rather fall in love for passion and pleasure over purpose. All right, so Samaria forsook God. He fell in love with Assyria. Did I say that? That's what I said. Right. So even before Samaria's birth as a nation, listen, the tribe of the northern kingdom forsook the Lord for false gods. But despite their rejection of him, the Lord still, this is what gets me, the Lord still claimed them. The Lord still loved them. His heart filled with love for them. He continued to seek them in the hope that they would turn back. That they would turn back to him. His people turned back. He said, come back to me. He continued to seek them in the hope that they would come back through repentance. I know I'm speaking to somebody here tonight. I know. I'm telling you, I feel this in my studio tonight. I'm telling you, listen to me. Listen, this is going to be shared on Facebook. Y'all take it, listen to it, repeat it, share it with somebody. You got to act on it. What do you need to apply? What do you need to change? And what do you need to teach or transfer to another? You got it? What do you need to apply? What do you need to change? What do you need to teach or transfer? So this is what Ezekiel is saying. God still loves you. But here, the citizens of the northern kingdom never returned to the Lord. There are people that left God that's never returning back to God. My brothers and my sisters, we have a chance. You have a chance. I have a chance. Listen, I've been there, done that. I turned away from God. But there's a word that came to my heart. Repent. About face. Turn around. I'm saying this to you tonight. You have a chance. Pastor Paul Anthony Dean is speaking into your life tonight. I'm speaking right here on loveradionetwork.com. I'm speaking life to you, health to you, a new mind, a new heart. Hear what I'm saying? So, let me continue. Let me continue. How much time I had, Charlie? Listen. The prophet discussed the adultery of Samaria a whole lot, right? So he was talking and didn't turn around, didn't come back. So this simply means that Samaria looked to unbelieving nations for what? Why did you look to an unbelieving nation? Number one, for happiness. Two, security. Three, peace. Four, prosperity. Five, pleasure. Sex. An unbelieving nation is going to give you happiness, huh? Security, huh? Peace, huh? Prosperity and pleasure. So when Samaria allied herself with the Assyrians, she also committed spiritual adultery by participating in its false religion. Because if you're going to come over here with me, you got to become like me. You got to party with me, drink what I drink, smoke what I smoke, do what I do. You're a part of us now. And when the people establish a relationship, y'all, come on, listen to me. When the people established relationships with unbelieving nations, they naturally came under the influence of both the wicked lifestyle and false religions of those nations. Y'all, this is just not a story in the Bible of two sisters. This is life. This is facts. What are we doing? We have left the learning to live a different life. We have left the foundation of our faith. I'm talking to singles here now, but I know there's married couples on here too, so y'all listen, please. It's so important. False religion. After the treaty, there's a treaty now Because that's what that man wants. He wants a treaty with you. That's what that woman wants. She wants that treaty with you. Right? And after that treaty cemented her relationship with the Sumerian or Assyria, the Sumeria gladly embraced the Assyrian's false god. Now here it is. Here's what the older sister did. She's known as Sumeria, right? Sumeria turned completely away from the Lord by submitting politically to Assyria. Number two, Sumeria committed spiritual adultery against the Lord by giving herself to false gods of Assyria. Number three, Sumeria refused to give up the adulterous ways she had begun to practice while in Egypt. She didn't want to give up her old ways. She did not want to give up her old ways. And because of that, God executed judgment upon her, upon Samaria. And the Bible says in verses 9 and 10 of Ezekiel, the 32nd chapter, he gave her over to her lover. He said, go ahead. Assyria, the very nation she lusted after, he said, go be with. Now, guess what? Look what happened. Assyria broke the relationship and attacked Samaria. They attacked her, beat her, killing parts of her. They destroyed the entire northern kingdom of Israel and stripped Samaria. He gave her over to her lover. Y'all, let me tell you something. My time is up, and I thank you for yours. Listen. I'm going to dive more into this next week. You need to hear the younger sister. You need to check it out. I hope that you're allowing this to marinate. Just allow this to dwell. Go to Ezekiel, the 32nd chapter, and read it. Read it for yourself. See what the Lord is saying. Maybe it's not a man, but maybe it's something. Maybe it's not something. Maybe it's some place you're going, dealing, a part of. Maybe you got to stop being around certain people. What is it? Right? All right. Hey, listen, y'all, I love you. This is Pastor P. I want you to email me. Come on. Let me get some writings and tell me what your thoughts. Tell me how you feel. And I would like to take that and I'll even read it on my next Kiss God radio session. All right? Kiss God. That's at kissgodsingles02@gmail.com. Once again, that's kissgodsingles02@gmail.com. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. I pray that you go in peace, and may your peace be multiplied. We're going to slow it down a little bit. Charlie Rock, take me to the bridge.
I failed you so much now, I don't.